I see access as a problem. I see parents being able to direct their child's education, and they are already in the lower 25 percentile, meaning a lot of those parents did not finish high school and cannot direct their, could not finish their own education. I am extremely concerned that we would put money in their hands in that, and that entire piece of life in the hands of parents who are not qualified to make those decisions, and they don't have the money to put in the difference that their child would need to attend a private school if there were one in there already in their
Damn, how is she gonna get out of that one? Let me read you my little notey here. Georgia State rep lets mass slip. Parents too dumb to direct their kids' education. There it is. And then not only is she a woman, I think there's a vagina in there, she's black, and she's a state rep saying that parents are stupid as shit. They don't know what's going on. And you shouldn't get to decide where your kid's going to be educated. Nope. That rep right there, she told all of you, you're too dumb to know better. The whole idea of school choice is that the money follows the kid and we can put kids in private schools, better their chances at education. And if more money needs to be added, that's up to the parents. Who in the wide world of sports gave this bitch any kind of crown to stand, sit there in her legislative position and state that the parents are too stupid to know better? Let me tell you something. I've always said that there's a reason that God doesn't let me have kids, because I would be just handling these idiots left and right. I would drive to Georgia and walk up there with my kid, give him the microphone, her the microphone, and let him or her put her, that representative in their place. To sit there and look at the parents. This is the second time on this show we've seen such a thing, like the other one that had a doctor, the little squirrely-eyed white chick that was sitting there saying, I have two master's degrees. These parents don't. I know what's best for their kids. No, you don't. Again, I think I see what's going on here, Disco. I think we're getting a mama bear F around and find out RVM. Because that's where
it Oh, yes.
That's where it seems to be going. I may have just ripped the nugget off of there. But I'm telling you right now, you people... And by you people, so you can't hashtag me racist or some other shit, Mike Jackson, you big puss. This is the problem. This is the absolute problem. This is no longer representation. This is dictation. We think you're too stupid. So we are going to legislate to make your stupidity not so stupid, because we know what's we're talking about. Like Mr. Johnson there from Georgia also, who said Guam will flip over if 18,000 more Marines go on that island. Hey, dumb shit. You might want to look into that. These are the dumbest people on earth. That's why they can't be out in industry, because they're in politics. They found the easy way. They found the gravy train. And they're up there doing it, and they don't give two ever-loving shits what you think. Diesel agrees. Look at him. He's all perked up back there. I'm telling you right now, F around and find out with these parents, and you are going to get the nails and the teeth, and by the end of it all, you're probably going to end up with the Papa Bears, and shit's going to get real ugly. You people have lost your mind if you think we're going to give you any concept or dictation on what's going to happen with our children.
It's a crazy world out there, and we're facing more uncertainty than our country has faced in a long time, if ever. And the most important advice we can give you and your loved ones is be prepared. Most people don't realize they need something until it's too late. Whether it's a natural disaster, a sustained power outage, political upheaval, or God forbid, war. You need to be prepared. Don't put yourself in that situation. Have food and water on hand to provide for you and your loved ones during the worst of times. And then pray that you never need it. Thankfully, we have just the solution for you. Heaven's Harvest has everything you need to prepare for the unexpected. You get prepared and you support a pro-American Christian company that shares your values at the same time. Everyone wins. And the best news is that you also get discounts on emergency survival foods, heirloom vegetable seed kits, water filtration and storage kits, and loads of other survival resources, such as guides on how to grow and preserve your foods. So get ahead, be prepared, and survive with a company that shares your values. And we have you covered with great discounts. Go to spendingswitch.com and get your Heaven's Harvest survival food at a great price. You can find it in the emergency preparedness section. Again, that's spendingswitch.com.